Insight Global Health isn't just another staffing service. We're a team of dedicated partners that believe in the power of connecting people with opportunity. From the front line to the back office, we make hiring top healthcare talent easy.
This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and we are live at the 13th Annual Becker's Healthcare Conference. I'm sitting down right now with Brad Martin, who serves as the Associate Director of the Care Innovation and Community Improvement Program at UC Health. So, Brad, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Now, I'd love for you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about your background.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me. So, as you said, Brad Martin, I'm currently serving as the Associate Director for the Care Innovation and Community Improvement Program, which is a collaboration between four academic medical systems in the state of Ohio in partnership with CMS and Ohio Department of Medicaid to focus on developing innovative and practices and quality improvement for the Medicaid population. So I've been in that role for a year, trying to kind of really take the organization from that grouping of hospitals and kind of coalesce it into a larger organization and define the strategy for it. Prior to that, spent some time in a management consulting world with various different clients, and then also a number of years in the military. So I think like a lot of people on my third career. So
wonderful. Well, thank you for your service. And I would love to start our conversation with what you're most excited about right now.
I think the most exciting thing for me in healthcare, specifically within kind of care delivery models, is the idea of care anywhere, virtual care, anything like that. You know, I know the pandemic really kind of broadened our view on where we can kind of deliver care to patients outside of traditional settings of, you know, hospitals or clinics. And I think it just opens up so many interesting possibilities to bring care to our patients, whether that's over the computer, whether that's actually meeting them at work in the middle of the day, to really, you know, break down those access barriers and the challenges that especially many of our most vulnerable patients have kind of receiving care.
Absolutely. And what are some of the issues that you're currently spending most of your time on right now?
So working on a, you know, kind of quality improvement program, you know, I think two of the biggest issues are really trying to drive and develop that innovation culture. You know, I think a lot of, especially our frontline clinicians and team members, they really want to, you know, we all want to do great work and really improve the lives of our patients. You know, we're all very invested in our mission and care a lot about what we do, but just the amount of different requirements that are placed on people, you know, especially with workforce shortages. And so driving the innovative culture and trying, most importantly, trying to find a way to do it efficiently. So simultaneously trying to both live and dispel the do more with less kind of myth.
Absolutely. Well said. And as a healthcare leader, I'd love to hear what you think will be the most important thing that healthcare leaders need to do to be successful in these next 2 to 3 years.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we've heard a lot about this at the conference, is the most important thing is going to be just kind of keeping your foot on the pedal for innovation and really not giving that up, whether that's, you know, we hear some systems doing great work with developing apps or, you know, large scale innovation, digital health initiatives, care model redesign, even to, you know, smaller systems doing that quality improvement work, you know, really trying to find new ways to do work. I think, you know, despite the financial headwinds that, you know, we're all facing and the significant challenges there, you know, if you're not keeping that innovative culture right now and developing that and kind of continuing that on, you're just going to become further and further behind. And it's really just going to continue to hurt the patients. I think within that, one of the things as an industry, you know, that I think we're moving into, but we need to kind of get better at, is looking outside of healthcare for those innovations. You know, if you, I think there's a bigger trend in healthcare IT to look outside and, you know, hire from outside of the healthcare industry. But, you know, you look at companies like Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, who are starting to break into the healthcare industry. You know, they've got some significant expertise in the basic business aspects of IT, logistics, you know, consumer strategies, marketing, and all, you know, all of these different things that, you know, that's where we can really learn from them, rather just trying to keep within our tribe here.
And as we kind of round out our conversation, I would love to touch on staffing issues. So can you share any strategic partnerships, best practices, or resources that you're using to ease the burden of workforce challenges, and how are those resources addressing the issue?
So I think the most interesting and useful idea so far that I've kind of come across, and you know, that we're working at UC Health and doing, is really focusing on that concept of working at the top of license. I think, you know, and I think everyone's doing the same thing, but a lot of times, especially with nurses, they're expected to do such a broad range of things, and their time is at such a premium that they just, you know, they don't have time to do it all. And so they're not able to work at the top of that license, which just means you have to hire more people. But, you know, we're seeing a rise in so many great career options for people, whether that's expanding the role of paramedics, to working there, medical assistants, community health workers, care coordinators, you know, the different levels and specializations of nurses, physician's assistants, all of these different aspects, just enabling them to kind of work at the very top of their license. Because not only will that kind of allow people to really do what they're wanting to do, right, what they got into the role, to actually kind of perform in, and which is going to help our, hopefully help our burnout rates, but it should also, you know, kind of improve the financial aspect of it as well, given that, you know, you're not paying a, you know, nurse practitioner the way just to, you know, handle phone calls where they could be out there, you know, treating your most serious patients.
Absolutely. Well, Brad, thank you so much for joining me today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, we're live at the 13th Annual Becker's Healthcare Conference. Thank you so much.
Thank you.